all phones, but I mean put off is off totally. Not even on rotate. All right, you can all get yourself tea or coffee and make sure you have enough cigarettes, because
it's going to be a long one.
I'm not here to say it's smooth. I want to be Mavaya Asugya. No. I have pills on me for whoever needs whoever suffers from ADD. Whoever needs them crushed, I can give them one. Okay, there's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. After Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, we're talking about after Vayichulu, after Shabbos, the Torah tells us, V'cholsiach hasode, and all plants, grass, terem yir ba'aretz, chaleisev hasode, terem yitzmoch, nothing had yet grown, ki lo himte Hashem elekim al ha'aretz, the Rebbe Shalom hadn't given rain on the land. There was no man to work the ground. So even though the Rebbe Shalom created on the third day, the Rebbe Shalom said, "Tache oris desha esav mazria zera eitz pri esav pri limen." He already planted be'etzem all the plants in the world, everything was there in the ground, everything was ready to grow, all the trees were be'etzem ready to do, but nothing had yet started growing properly because there wasn't any rain and there was no man around. Why did the pasuk bring down the Adam ain la'avodas ha'adamah? And if there would have been somebody around, if Adam HaRishon would have been created and he would have started working the ground, it would have worked. So Rashi talks about it. All the esev, all the grass and different plants of the soda hadn't yet grown. Ubegimel, on the day, third day, shekosu v'toitzeh ha'aretz. On the third day of creation, it says v'toitzeh ha'aretz desha esev mazria zerel mineu, that the land, the ground brought out Esev, plants, mazria, zera, that faket, there's fruit already. So what's pshat? And here we say over here, chol esev atzada, terem yitzmach, hadn't grown. So Rashi says like this, el al pesach karakoy omdu ad yoyim bo'ov. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in a way where everything was ready to grow but it was on pesach karakoy. It was like on the opening of the ground. It was there. It was ready to sprout forth till from the third day till the sixth day. Veloma kilo himte, because there had been no rain. So rain makes it grow. My time lo himte, says Rashi. Why didn't any rain come down? Lefisha odom ayin lavedis odom es hadoma. There was no man that was created yet to work the ground. Ve'ein maki b'tevosin shel kishomim, and there was nobody there to recognize the goodness of what rain does. Ukushaba Adam Vyoda Shem Tsurich La Ilam. And when a man was created, and on the sixth day a man was created and he understood that you need rain, Hispalalayim, he davened for it. Vyodu with some chilonas heard the shoim. And therefore that's how the rain came down, he davened for it. And therefore, because he davened for rain, Yarodu, rain came down, Tzomchu, it grew, the Ilonos and the Tshoyim, all the trees and plants. The Shad is over here. Till Adam Arisha was created, it was a Metzias that Rebbe Shem created the world ready to grow. It wasn't Shaykh to grow properly. That means it was standing on the Pesach HaKaraka. It was by the opening of the ground. It wasn't ready to grow. What makes it grow? Rain. So Adam Arishan came along on the sixth day. He realized you've got to work the ground. To work the ground and to make it grow, you need rain. Rain's not going to come down automatically. You've got to daven for it. His palel, he davened, and rain came down. All the Rishonim, Achronim, all talk about this Rashi, it's Besam and Medrash, that you see from here one big Yisoid. And it's a Metzius in the Bria. This is part of the Bria, this is part of the creation of the 6 days. The same way as when I plant, I know it's going to grow. If I put in a seed into the ground, I know it's going to grow whatever it's going to grow. The Metzius is it won't grow unless the rain hits it. If there's a drought, there's no rain, it's not going to happen. It's not going to grow. But what makes the rain come down is Tefillah. Tefillah is part of the Bria. Tefillah is the Metzius and how I create and how I grow things. Nothing happens without Tefillah. Nothing happens without Tefillah. This is a Nekudah which I want to be masbit to you, which a lot of us make a mistake when we go towards Tefillah. Tefillah has nothing to do with Amarosha or Tzaddik. Tefillah has nothing to do with how many Averas I've done that day, or what I've done the night before, or who I am, what I am. It doesn't make a difference. Tefillah is part of the mechanics of the world that makes things happen. Rebbe Yishlon can be ready to give the world fruit, vegetables, everything is ready to grow. But it won't grow, and that's part of the Bria. And that's the big mistake we make. We think Tefillah is a Chumrah. We think Tefillah is something extra. If I daven, then the Teva might work better. Somebody gets sick and I daven, so Rebbe Yishlon will make a nest and it'll get better. That's if we're pushed against the wall. But that I should daven for Hashpah to come down, what's ready for to give me, that tefillah is not around. That tefillah is a tablet. Rebbe Shem created the world. We live till 120. Things happen. Things don't happen. If I daven, things won't happen. If I do, then if I daven gevaldik, then things will happen my way. And if I don't daven, it'll happen anyway. Wrong. Tefillah is part of the mechanism of the world. The same way as in order to have a fruit tree, I've got to plant a seed. And the same way, I can't stand in my garden a whole year waiting for this fruit tree to grow if I didn't plant it a year before. The same way as it's not going to grow without tefillah. Tefillah is part of the ingredients that brings hashpah to everything, sai gashmi, sai ruchnis. This is the worldwide mistake that we make. Tefillah has nothing to do with who's davening, what you're davening, what you did, how many averes you have, how many mitzvahs you have, has nothing to do with the price of cheese. It has one thing. Tefillah is part of the mechanism, how the Bria works. And the same way as I plant a seed, you think automatically it's going to grow? No. The Torah comes along and says, V'odom ayin la'avodis ha'adoma, man wasn't yet created, and therefore from the third to the sixth day, nothing could grow because tefillah hadn't started yet. On the sixth day, Adam Rishon was created, and he turned around and he saw everything's ready to grow, why hasn't it grown? Let's start moving. And he suddenly, you need rain. And to have rain, you need tefillah. And if you take a look, you'll go through the whole Torah. And it's told to us time and time and time again. Starting from the Ovis, they were all Akoros. They all couldn't have children. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo said that he wants to build the Shiftei Kor through the Ovis. The only way it was going to work was through Tefillah. Leah was the Tzedekas, Rachel was the Tzedekas. And all Rachel's being Mavata for Leah and giving her the Simonim still didn't help. tefillah. You need tefillah all the way through. Ribbono Shloim swore to Avram that I will send your children down to Mitzrayim and I'll take them out. Yet they couldn't come out without tefillah. They couldn't cross the Yam Suf, even though he promised them that there will be a Kriyas Yam Suf. Without Vayitzaku, it doesn't work. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav, and he's on the way to He's on the way to Haran. He's running away. Yaakov, you're talking about Yaakov Avinu, 63 years. He sat by Yitzchak Avinu, was learning by Smoda. Unbelievable. Then he picked himself up and went for another 14 years without sleep. And you'd say the man was Godel Ador. Whatever you can imagine a Godel supposed to look like, Yaakov Avinu was 100 times more. And Yaakov Avinu turns up. And Vayolan Shom Bailailahu. So Rashi tells us that Be'etim he went all the way to Haran. And he dashes it from the Pasuk, he went all the way to Haran, and then he chat that he'd passed the Mokim HaMikdash and he hadn't davened. Spalu by Avesai. So he went back. He went back all the way. He didn't go all the way. There was a Kvitzis HaDerech, and Hara Maria came towards him. Bayolan Shom Balailahu means that suddenly there was a Kvitzis HaDerech, and he slept in Mokam HaMikdash, even though he didn't go all the way back to Mokam HaMikdash. So Rashi asks him, Meridik HaKash, and we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, who now put away 75 years of Hasmoda, day, night, Moshe Nefesh for Torah. The Chori, he should be zeicher to all the brachos going. V'im toima, k'sha'ova Yaakov al Beis HaMikdosh. When Yaakov went past the Beis HaMikdosh, he was on his way, going from Shem Ve'eva, the Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, and he's going to Haran. So he went past Beis HaMikdosh, to Mokom HaMikdosh. Yaakov Avinu l'chura wanted a daven there. Madur lo ikvushom. Why didn't they stop him? Why didn't the Beis HaMikdosh send him a Rebbe's trip? Wake up, stop thinking and learning. Epes HaRemez, this is a Mokom HaMikdash, this is the place to daven. Says Rashi, and this is a Yisoid Godel which applies to all of us. He didn't give. Loyoiv Libe means his heart didn't tell him. Or he didn't, but wasn't Messiah, that he didn't give thought to daven in the place where his fathers davened. They should stop him. If he doesn't want, why should Min HaShemayim stop him? Is Iyuad Choron also? He went all the way to Choron. Then he suddenly woke up and realized, I passed through Mokim and Migdash and I didn't daven. So he started walking back. Then the mess happened that he had Kvitzis HaDerech. Here Chazal tell us a Moedika, you say, you can be Tzadik HaDoi, you can be from the Ovis HaKadoshim. If you don't put your mind that you want to daven, Min HaShemayim, they're not going to help you. They're not interested. They're not going to stop you from not davening. You don't want to daven? Don't daven. Aye, where's all your schusim? Aye, you're a tzaddik, you're a kodesh, you're a toy, you're everything that could the Torah write about. So give him a favor. Do him a favor. Wake him up. Give him a remez. He was too orangutan in learning. No. Tefillah is part of the mechanism of the Bria. It doesn't happen automatically. There's no such thing as automatic. There's no such thing as teva. You want to daven? Daven. You don't want to daven? No problem. It just won't happen. What's going to happen to all the brachas? He would have missed out on all the brachas. I, his chusim of 73 years of learning, the grace of Yankiv Avinu, where was he? No. You don't want to stop by? You won't daven. What would have happened if you wouldn't have davened? There wouldn't have been all the haftocha from the Rebbein Yisrael telling Yankiv Avinu what he's maftiach him. It wouldn't have happened. Klal Yisrael can go to pots. You don't want to stop by to daven by Mokum HaMikdash? No problem. I'm not here to tell you to daven. To daven is the mechanism of the Bria. You've got to know what to do. There's no such thing as you could be the Godel Hador. If you don't plant a seed in the ground to grow a tree, you're not going to have a tree in a year's time. You can stand there with you can be the biggest Makubal and the biggest Balmaifas. It doesn't happen. Because the Metzius is that you've got to plant a seed. You've got to plant a seed in order to have a tree to grow. You can come along afterwards and daven that the tree should grow Gevaldik, and you should have a Gevaldik Esther tree, and you should be able to have Parnosa from it. But to actually grow, you've got to plant the seed. For things to work, you need tefillah. Tefillah is not a frumkeit. Tefillah is not a halach in Shulchan Aruch. There happens to be halachas in Hilchas tefillah. But tefillah is a mechanism that only works if you do it. It's only if you want to do it, and that's the only thing that makes things work. Nothing else works in this world. Tefillah makes everything work. And this is a yesod which we all miss the boat. We all think that tefillah, davening three times a day, is a chumrah, it's a frumkeit. It's, if I'm a tzaddik, those are all madrigas after I start davening. But be yesod adover, without tefillah nothing happens. To the point where if you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, probably tefillah is the hardest mitzvah that we have to do. I'll give you a mashal. If our Shabbos or our Yom Kippur would look like our davening, we'd be in bad shape. L'chora. If some of the mitzvahs that were makpid on, if some of the mitzvahs that we were makpid on, whether it's the Shabbos, whether it's keeping Yom Kippur, whether it's putting on tefillin, look like our tefillah, then our mitzvahs would really be out the window. And yet tefillah, which is such an important nekuda in our hatzlocha of life, and nothing works without tefillah, we're so mezalzel with it. Why? How come in order for us, there's no such thing as walking into a store and without money in your pocket you can buy something. It doesn't work. There's no such mitzvah. Nobody even thinks of it. Walk into a store, give me a tape recorder. No. Why not? That's the normal thing that's done. You walk into a store and you pick up something. There's money that goes between you and me. Some people are makpid. Is there such a mitzvah? No. Is there such a mitzvah as sitting and watching your garden grow from year to year without planting anything? No. And yet the Torah tells us that the mitzvah of anything to work in this world is only through tefillah. Now we look at tefillah as a ruchnistic thing, like learning Torah. If I keep mitzvahs, then the Rebbe Shlomo will do me a favor and it will work. And I'll get a teva. If I do something right, I'll have panosa. There's a 50 different million skulas to do this, if I do this, if I do that. That Rebbein Shalom will send me a hashpah teva. Yet we all miss the main point. Tefillah is what makes everything move. Without tefillah, nothing works in this world. Yet you're all thinking probably, so how come, Baruch Hashem, I look around and I see Derech Roshoim Tzilecha, I see that Derech Roshoim, the Derech of Roshoim is Matzliach, and I'm sure there's no tefillah there, and I'm sure by other people they don't deserve it. We're making one big mistake over here. And this is something that which we all miss the point on. Tefillah has nothing to do with who you are. You could be the biggest Rasha. You could be the biggest Rasha. You could be biggest Balavera. Tefillah is a metzias. If I daven to the Ribbono Shloilam, the Ribbono Shloilam makes things happen. Now, that's number one yisoid. Number two yisoid, which could be why it's so hard to us. Tefillah, as we've said, is like planting a seed. It could be the reason why we today are zeicha to certain things in our life has nothing to do with us. It's the tefillah of my great-grandmother. It's the tears of my baba. It's the tears of my mother. It's the tears of my father. Who knows? But that's for sure. Nobody sitting in this room is breathing and has everything that he wants or everything that he thinks he needs without tefillah. It didn't happen. Whether your parents have it, whether they... your grandparents have it. It's all nikoyach hatfila. That you don't daven has nothing to do that you don't get it. That could be b'schus of somebody else's tefila. But what made it happen, that could be a Yerusha. The same way you got guys that yashin from their parents big money. I got it be Yerusha. You got it be Yerusha. Who? How? Yerusha was tefila. Someday along the line, tefila is what caused you to have bracha. But it doesn't work. If there would be no tefillah, there would be nothing moving in this world. Tefillah is what makes it work. But Adam Ayn, Lavid is Hadoma, the metzias of tefillah is a chelik of the bria. The same way as in the morning, sun comes out and it shines, and then it comes dark, and there's winter, there's summer, there's autumn, there's spring. There's another thing called tefillah. Tefillah is part of the bria that makes things work. Yet, we find, Chazal tell us, Dvorim ho'imdim berumo shalaylam. Tefillah is one of the most highest things, berumo shalaylam. And oilam means not only in this world. In the world, in the oilam is elyonim. B'nei Adam zalzalim behem. It's not only us. Everybody. B'nei Adam zalzalim behem. People are mazalzal. They look lightly at tefillah. They're not machshiv tefillah. How come? In fact, Chazal tell us Gedoyle tefila yesim imaisim tovim. Take a moment, brothers. Now what? Tefila is more than maisim tovim. You know, a lot of us walk around with this kfilu dika hashkofa, that if I'm a good person and I give stocker, and I'm a nice guy, so I'll be zeicher, the Bainshon will help me. Wrong. No shaykhus. Moshe Rabbeinu had the most meisim tovim. Gedoyle tefila yesim meisim tovim horaya from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his meisim tovim, loinana ela b'tefila. He was only answered with tefila. Because tefila is what makes the world tick. Not your meisim tovim, not your Torah. Avada, everything helps, and it has different hashpois. But what makes the world tick, what actually makes teva move, tefila. Let's go one step further. Let's say you do come to daven. How come tefillah is the hardest thing to do? in a person's in Maisa mitzvahs. I give stocker. It's 2 minute Maisa. Shake the lul, blow shofar. Yet when I daven Shemoneh Esrei, before I finish the first brocha, I'm already miles away. I always taina, always couldn't understand how you finish Shemoneh Esrei so quick if you're thinking about something else. If you're thinking about something else, you should be miles away. Miles away, what you're thinking about should take a long time. And yet, we're miles, miles away in Tefillah. By the time you get to Baruch Aleinu, we're somewhere else. We're already working out what we have to do tomorrow, and what we have to do today, and what package to pick up, and who to meet, and who to send a text to, and who knows what. And the phone is already going in my pocket, so I'm already saying, Oysa Shalom by Moedim. How come it's so hard? What's pshat? Why is Tefillah from the hardest mitzvahs for us to do? Probably the hardest kimat. I'm talking about mitzvahs aseh, not mitzvahs lois aseh. Shabbos is probably easier for us. For somebody to concentrate on tefillah straight through, he's got no control over his machshava, gornisht. He can't even get through the first bracha without having kavon on every word, cholapachos. How come we're mezalzel in tefillah to the point where we have no chashivas to who we're davening to? We don't care how we look, what time of the day it is. How come it's such a hard tefillah? And I'm not talking about getting up in the morning. Getting up in the morning is a separate problem. I'm not even going into that parasha. I'm talking about tefillah be'etzem. And we all suffer from it. How come tefillah is such a hard mitzvah to do when if we be'etzem would understand that is the mechanism of the world. It should be the easiest thing to us. Forget if I told you that if you planted this and this tree, you'd make a lot of money. Or if I told you that if you do kach v'kach, it will grow. All you have to do is add on extra, what we call, when you go and fill up your car with gas, you give it an extra boost. You pour something else in, they come over to you and sell you something that will give it an extra boost. Clean out the engine. You are not going to take it? Everybody's taking it. Why? For whatever reason. But we believe if you add something to the ground, it'll make the plant grow better. The food will come out better. If I add this to the cholent, then the cholent will be gewaldig. Yeah, but when it comes, because I see b'chush, I have an emuna. It's not an emuna. It's a mitzvah of the bria. If I add certain things to the chalent is going to be fest. Yet I don't have that emuna, and this has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. This has nothing to do with frumkeit. This is not shulchan aruch. This is a mitzvah in the bria. This is a mitzvah in the bria. If I daven, it works. If I don't daven, it doesn't work. That we have anything is only mikoyach tefillah. It might not be your tefillah. It might be somebody else's tefillah. Your grandfather, your father's, your mother's, your baba's. But it's tefillah. Tefillah makes things work. How come we don't have that bitachon? Here, and here we come to a yisoid, which will probably be very hard for us to accept. And you're probably going to have to think about it once or twice, but it's a metzius. There's a Gemara in Aveda Zara. Amalei Rava bar Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'ikah beis Aveda Gechavim ba'asrin. There is a Beis Havidah Zara, call it church, call it whatever you want, but Asrin, in a certain place, the Chemi Mitzrach Alma LeMitzrah, when the world needs rain, Mischazilu B'Chalma, the Havidah Zara comes to him, comes to the people in a Cholam, in a dream, Va'omale Shchotli Gavra, shecht for me somebody, take a person and shecht him for me, Va'aisa Mitzra, and rain will come. Shochtu lo gavra, they shechted the person, va'osi mitzvah, and rain came. So they're asking the Ra'amayra, tell me, pshat, you're telling me that there's no koyach avodah zara in the world. What's pshat? That if I shecht something, the avodah zara tells me to shecht the person, I shechted him, and rain came. Omalei, so, Rabbi Barav Yitzchok turned around and said, "Hashte isha chivnelu amaluho amilso." The Omer Rav, "Baruch Hashem, I'm alive to tell you what Rav once said. My dechsiv ashechelik Hashem elakecho shecholak Hashem elakecho isem lechol ha'amim." Right? There's a pasuk that says, "The Rebbeinu Shleilam separated you from all different nations." Melamed shehichlikom bedvorim. The lashon of cholak is a lashon of chlikom bedvorim. What does chlikom bedvorim mean? He sort of smoothened the way kedei latur them in the olam, to take them away from the world. What he's saying is like this: rain was supposed to come, but the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world in a way where you can make a mistake. Lamoshel. There's the sun, there's the moon, there's the kechavim. In the early days, they used to serve Avodah Zarah through the sun, through the moon. They had different kechos in the Bria that they turned around and said, this is what caused that the rain should happen. For instance, there's one of the Gedolim that used to say that the world was created 5,000 something, 700, 800 years ago. Yeah? The world, if you ask some of the scientists, they'll tell you that the world is 5 million years old. But it happens to be true. The world does look 5 million years old. Part of the reason why the world looks that way, the rocks look so old, is for the apikorosim to make a toys. The world, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, created this world, but oilam is meloshen helam, hidden. The Rebbeinu Shleilam created this world in a hidden way. If you want to see the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you'll see him. If you don't want to see the Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'll give you enough reasons to make the mistake. I'll give you enough reasons why you should turn around and say, don't think it's that, it's this. The Rebbeinu Shleilam came along and said, I created the world in a certain way where rain was supposed to come at 9 o'clock in the morning. The night before you got a dream that if you shecht a certain person, if you shecht people, you'll have rain. Says the Gemara, no problem. They shechted, and rain came down because rain was supposed to come, not because they shechted Avodah Zarah. And that's why he brings down a pasuk: Im laleitzim hu yolitz ulanovim yitin chen. You want to be a let? You can take one ma'aser, and you can learn out from it. Gadlus Rebbeinu Shleilam, or you can be a let. Bo letamei poischen lo. You came to be tamei poischen lo. They let you off. You want to go down that road? No problem. I'll give you all the reasons why to be an apikoros. Says the Rebbeinu Shleilam, no problem. Bo letae, mesainoisi. You want to come down the road of Tahara? You want to see the Rebbeinu Shleilam? You want to take away this helam, this olam that's hidden, that's hester, that's hidden away from seeing what the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants from us? No problem. I'll show it to you. Shechten Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah came to him in the cholam. Rebbeinu Shleilam decided to bring rain at a certain time. He made that you should think that the Avodah Zarah is what made the rain come down. We have a very big problem. We have a very big problem in life, and we live with it day in, day out. The Pashta Moshel. Pashta Moshel. A guy davens in the dining, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has a language when it's. He turns up in the dining room and there's no food left. What's the first reaction of a person? If I wanted that in such a language, Vanessa, I would have got my food. Apikoros. I mean, I shall mind you weren't supposed to have food. You were supposed to go and look for the food. You think it's the language of an earth. You think you've had to run. If I'd have done some extra ishtadlus, I'd have got it. No, no, no. That's the mistake we all make. We think that if we work a bit harder, I'll make more bucks. Yenu, who's a gevir, is because he put in hard work and he went to college and he got himself a lawyer's degree and that's why he is where he is. Apikoros. Doesn't work that way. The Ribbono Shel Olam has for everybody exactly what he's supposed to get. We have a chiyuv of ishtadlus. We're mechuyev to make ishtadlus. Once that ishtadlus is up, we're not going to get more from being ribu ishtadlus. It's the famous story where you have, it came to the Chofetz Chaim, should I open up another store? So the Chofetz Chaim says, you've got a barrel of water, there's one tap. If I make two taps, more water is going to come out. You're not going to make more water come out from this barrel. The same amount of water that's going to come out from one tap will come out of two taps. You didn't want Moisif. Hishtadlus wa mechuyiv to make. But don't ever think that if I'm marbe bihishtadlus, I'm going to get it. Because everything is written down in Hashemayim. Nobody touches what's written for somebody else. En odom negea k'moloi lima masha muchan l'chavera. Nobody touches a hairbreadth of what's ready for somebody else. If I'm supposed to get supper, I will get supper. I have to make normal ishtadlus. But when I walk in with a machshava, that if I want to learn the extra 5 minutes, I would have had my food, apikoros. A lot of times we find, and this is very interesting, and this has been proven, we always say by shidduchim, money goes to money, right? A rich girl marries a rich boy. And yet we find, a lot of times, and everybody's walking around the world with this kfirah dika hashkofa, money marries money. Not true. You'll find afterwards, a lot of times, the shver went bankrupt a year later, half a year later, suddenly the shver or the other side lost all their money. And he couldn't support the Eidim. What happened? The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted this shidduch to happen. The shidduch was before they got money. In order for it to happen, says the Chovos HaVavos, Yena got money and Yena got money. Make the mistake. Think money meets money. No. The shidduch was Aboyim Yem Kedem Yitziras HaVlad. 40 days before that kid was created, it was already known who he's going to marry. Who he's going to marry? Today we're holding by a point who he's going to divorce. But who he's going to marry? Money goes to money. Sheker v'chazov, apikoros. Money goes to money because that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the teva in order that that shidduch should happen. That shidduch happened before the money. In order to make it work, so you have to have money because money only marries money. But that wasn't the reason why the shidduch happened. The shidduch happened because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it. And once the shidduch happened, Yena doesn't deserve the money. He doesn't need the money. The money was only there in order to make the shidduch work. Goodbye. The shver goes down, goes on to Tayim Cheshavos. You find that in every move of the day. We live with kfira all day. We live with kfira all day. If I do kach v'kach, then it'll taka make my business better. If I do kach v'kach, if I work this, if I do this ishtadlus, that ishtadlus. No. Rosh Hashanah you're going to get whatever you're supposed to make. Doesn't make a difference. I always tell Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to make $1 million, you'll make $1 million. If a guy did a credit card, swiped a credit card, or he did a Maisa Geneva, and he made $1 million, that $1 million was coming to him on Rosh Hashanah. He has a Bechira. He can do it through a Maisa Geneva, or he could have won the lottery, or he could have gone to work and made it. But don't ever think that because I did a Maisa Geneva, therefore I got the $1 million. The $1 million was coming to you anyway. You would have had it anyway. Rosh Hashanah was written. $1 million you're going to make. You have Bechira. How you want to do it. Okay, that's your Bechira already. But even if I'd have done the Maaseh Geneva, if it wouldn't have been written on Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have got that money. And this is something that even as a yeshiva bachur we battle with every day. We live in this world of if I do this, if I can do this, if I can do that, if I'd have done this, if I'd have done that. And if I'd have moved a bit quicker, and if I'd have done kach v'kach, I'd have got it. No. There's such a thing as the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have, you'll have. And going the extra mile, the extra shtadlus that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need you to do, doesn't help. Nothing helps. If you make a census, you'll see that most millionaires, talking about in the Yiddish circles in New York, probably half of them can't even sign their names. And they have some shegetz, afen zeit, who signs all their documents for them. Most of them. Most of them probably didn't even finish high school. And yet we still believe that if I go to college, it's muftach. You hear what's going on? Muftach. That I'll have panosah. There was a bachur that once came to my zayda and said to him that he has to leave yeshiva and go to America. Go back to America. He says, why? That machem panosah. He says, what do you need panosah for? He says, Rabbi, I have to get married one day. He said, you're going to get married. He says, Rabbi, don't give me a klala. I'm mit Hashem. I'm mit helfen. Aha, okay. That's the chasna haben. Okay. So what do you need panosah for? Rabbi, I'm going to have kids. Vezokt. Who said you're going to have kids? Rabbi, don't give me a klala. Okay, let's start having kinder. Heistas azay. To get married and to have kids, the Ribbono Shel Olam would help him. Aber panosah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't help him. He's not going to help you. There you have to make your own ishtadlus. There you have to go out the way, close the Gemara, and do everything that's in your mind. Alt is mutter. But machem panosah. There the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. That's in the big picture. And what about the small picture? In every day of our life, we walk into the Beis HaMedrash and we say, we don't have a head. We don't have a head for learning. One of the kavanas in Hashivenu Ovinu L'Sei L'Secho, why does it say the Lashon Ovinu? Because it says in Mefarshim, Ha'av Chayev L'Lmedes B'nei Torah. A father has a chiyuv to teach his son learning. Torah. So we turn on to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we say, Hashivenu Ovinu L'Sei L'Secho. If you're our father, then you have a chiyuv to teach us to learn. Help us. That's just one kavon in Hashivenu Ovinu. Yet we don't believe in it. We believe in the senses that if you have an IQ, and if I made the New York regions, and I got over 1,014, then I got a good head and I can say a good svara. But if I horror in learning, baloney, I'm not going to make it. This is, our kfirah goes through us 24/7. So I come to davening. What does davening tell me? What is the yisayid of tefillah? What's the yisayid of tefillah? There's one yisayid in tefillah, einoid milvada, that the only koyach in this world is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing else. Nothing else in this world that can happen or do if it's not Ratzon Hashem. So when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Melech Ha'olam, he's the king of the universe. Suddenly the Olam, my world, doesn't work that way. Yeah, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, Seder. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, I believe in him. Yeah, sure. Shana Yom Kippur, Seder. There's Gimel Regalim. When it comes to mitzvahs, no problem. If it doesn't cost me too much money, Seder, no problem. Oh, but Ha'olam, my world? That it should be a steerer to the Ribbono Shel Olam's world? Oh, that's too much for me to handle. Then I start having machshavos. I start going away. I've got to plan this. I've got to plan this. I've got to go here. I've got to go there. I've got no cheshit to learn. I've got this. I've got that. Million different things. I go through. Punk Shmona Esra. When the Ribbono Shel Olam says, this is the time to talk to me. The Messiah Shalom says a loshon, a hafladik a loshon of the Ribbono Shel Olam is like your best friend. He listens to everything you say and he answers you. Rav Moshe Shmuel used to chazer over these words from the Messiah Shalom every time before he went to davening. When there was a shacharis mincha ma'ariv, he chazered over two lines of the Messiah Shalom. Know who you're going to daven in front of, and know that he stands and listens to you, and know that he's your best friend, and he's going to answer you, and you can speak to him as if you're a chava. Yeah, but when we come along, and we all suffer from this, melech ha'olam, it's a stira to the way we've been living till now. He's king, and it's einoid mulvadoi, there's nothing else except the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's only him that makes things work. And it's only him that causes everything. It's a stira to our whole, essence. We believe that we can do it. We believe that our ishtablus makes money. We believe that whatever we're going to do, that's what makes things work. Yeah, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll take care of him on the side. We all, the biggest, big people fell into this trap. That's why tefillah is so hard. The same way as you believe that if you woke up in the morning at 7 o'clock and you had a job to be there at 7:30 and you were making an hour musogim, huh, 20 bucks an hour, wow, I'm already higher than a regular schwarz on a spik. Yeah, 20 bucks an hour, you would be there at 7:30? And if I told you that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself tells you at 7:30, press the right button, you'll get the 20 bucks anyway. It'll work out. You'll have bigger hashbois. Things that you never dreamt of you'll get. Because all you have to do is press those buttons and you've got it. Yet we don't do it. Because we're all a bunch of happy person. Including myself. We don't believe it day in, day out that when you say Melech Ha'olam, the king of the world, it's a steer to my world. Einoid Mulvadoi. What's that Einoid Mulvadoi? There's no other koyach in the world besides the Ribbono Shel Olam's rotzon to steer it to the way I live. Tefillah is the hardest thing. Hardest mitzvah. The hardest because it goes against our grain. It goes against everything we stand for. It goes against all our middos. Because we believe that if I stand in front of that mirror for 5 minutes and I look good, things, different things, I'll be more matzliach. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know, give you a moshel. We walk around the world and we say somebody who dresses nicely, somebody who looks choshev, he's a mutzlachdika person. He'll be matzliach. Yet if somebody's walking around in rags, nah, he's a loser. And yet, by the Ribbono Shel Olam is a whole different ballgame. El oni unchei ruach. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I look for somebody who's a tzabrochen nefesh. That's who I'm close with. Those are the tefillahs I listen to. Somebody who's an oni unchei ruach, who's an onov, who's a tzabrochen yid. There's a muridika meisa from the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know if you'll understand it. It's a very, very, very rough story. The Chofetz Chaim's mother was Nifta. And the Chevra Kedisha came along and said to him, we have a muridika place for your mother to be buried next to. There's a lady that was Nifta 6 months ago. She was a very rich lady, but she was a tzedekus and she gave chesed and she did stokka all day. Unbelievable lady. Let's put your mother next to her. And the Chofetz Chaim said, I want to tell you something. I know this lady. She was a tzedekus. She was a choshuva. But she had one chisorim. She was an Ashira, she was a rich lady. And by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a soft spot for an oni unchei ruach. Well, zeh abit, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who do I look at? El oni unchei ruach, to those who are in rags, those who are tzubrochen. And rags doesn't mean the way I dress. Rags means that you're tzubrochen in the shama. You're tzubrochen a person. El zeh abit, that's who the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at. It's not with our eyes. We have gashmistika eyes. We look at things with different perspective. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes along and says, "El oni nechei ruach." I want my mother buried next to a simple lady who didn't have money, who was a tzebroch and a yid. That's who the Ribbono Shel Olam is closer to. It's hard for us to understand, but the Ribbono Shel Olam looks further than what the eye sees. You can be doing maisim toivim. You can be doing a lot of good things in life. Ribbono Shel Olam has different perspective of what's choshev, what's not choshev. Tefillah has nothing to do with who you are, what you are, what you've done. It works. You press that button, you get a hashpah. The Rebbe used to say that from all the maisim toivim a person does, and from all the Torah a person does, there's a tremendous hashpah. Tremendous hashpah. Yet the hashpah gets stuck in midair. It doesn't come down to us. Tefillah is what brings it down. Tefillah brings it down. Kol Zman, there's no tefillah, there's no hashpah from the maisim toivim, and not from the Torah you've learned. You could be a Yankov Avinu. And you could be learning for 70, 80 years, the Yankov Avinu learning. Baal Ruach HaKadosh. Baal Moifus, anything you want. Yet he wasn't Zeicha for Brocha until he davened. And he wasn't Zeicha to the Tefillah until he wanted to go and daven. Because Kolzman, he didn't want to daven, it doesn't work. Because when you don't plant the seed, nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Because that's the Matthias HaBriah. That is the way that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. This has nothing to do with like a Shabbos or a Yom Kippur or keeping a mitzvah, a different mitzvah. Tefillah is a separate entity on its own. It's like planting a seed. You don't plant the seed, it doesn't work. You don't get the bracha. Bracha only comes through tefillah. Tefillah is what you want. When you daven, says the Rebbeinu Shalom to Yankov Avinu, you went all the way to Chorum? No bracha. I have been learning for 70 years and look what madrega I am. Doesn't work. If you didn't plant the seed, it doesn't work. Iloyoiv daita, you didn't put your mind to it. You missed the boat. What do you want me to do? Grow a tree from nothing? Doesn't work that way. You have to plant the seed. That's the world. That's how this world works. You want the world to work. You want hashpah? Tefillah. Why is tefillah so hard? Because it goes against the grain of the essence of a person. Because the metzias of a person is, he's a fashtunkan, a balgaiva, he's aniva afsiyoid, it's only me, it's what I can do, it's my plans, what I have in mind to do, and I have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam to make sure that my plans work the way I want it. That doesn't work. Because the minute you say, Baruch ato melech ha'olam, it's a stira to everything that I'm saying, that I want, that I live for. It's a stira. The absolute steer to everything else. If that's the case, my mind flies away. How can I look in an article thing and look at the pshat of the Pirush HaMilas when it goes against my whole essence? Doesn't make sense. I should talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam as Ein Oid Milvadoi. Chazal tell us that Oleinu L'Shabeach is the last filler we say before the end of davening. And Oleinu L'Shabeach is what brings down the hashpah that's come through tefillah. That's why you always find that Oleinu L'Shabeach is a tefillah that the Olam's mezal. So you're ready. If you are in the Beis HaMikdash, you're already halfway out. And most of people are already out by Oleinu L'Shabeach. And the Mefoshim say, idiots, you just spent half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour davening, and you're supposed to get the hashpah. All you're missing is the Oleinu L'Shabeach. Add a bit of water to the seed that you just planted, and it'll grow gewaldic. You missed the boat. And the Olam's mezalvel b'Oleinu L'Shabeach, unbelievable. And Oleinu L'Shabeach is what brings down the hashpah. Take a look in all the Sifrei Kabbalah. They'll tell you Oleinu L'Shabeach is the last tefillah of the day, of every tefillah, because that is what makes the tefillah move. The hashpah from the tefillah goes up, and what comes down, and he gets stuck. Oleinu L'Shabeach, the guy's already in the dining room. Idiot, you missed the boat. You didn't water the plant that you just planted. That's why the Olam's mezalzel. What is Oleinu L'Shabeach? What's the koyach of Oleinu L'Shabeach? If you take a look in the Mefarashim, you'll see Oleinu L'Shabeach. In Halacha it says, that it's made for people that go out to work, that when you go out to work, you might get affected by the goyim, and you see that the goyim are being matzliach and making money, and today you don't even have to come onto the goyim. You see derech rishoyim tzlecha, you see that the derech of rishoyim people are not as makvid in Torah mitzvahs, they're matzliach, they've got money, they've got the bucks. So you might get affected by it, and you might be influenced, and you might lose your real emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we say, Oleinu L'Shabeach, to tell us who are the Keinu Einoi, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Einoi Mulvadoi, Efezul Osoi, there's nothing else besides the Koyach of Ribbono Shel Olam, the Alkein Nekaveh, that's what we hope for, Lirois Mehera, B'Siferes Uzecha, we want to see the glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam, where everybody will be Maki, Yakiru V'Yedu, Kilchot Tichra Kol Berach, everybody will bow down to you. Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilom Ved. That is what Aleinu Shabbech is all about. Aleinu Shabbech is the highest Nekudah and Tefillah. After starting from Brachos, from Atoivu, all the way through, I come to one Hakorah, Einoid Mulvadu. So that will be the fuel, that will be the injection to help me go through the day, that when I go out there and do business, I don't get affected by the fear that's going on. That when I see somebody roll up in a Lexus, wow, he made it. Einoid Mulvadoi. He didn't make it. Rabbi Yishlan gave it to him. And not because he was smart and he did the right moves and because he sat in college for 10 years and wasted his life. No, Einoid Mulvadoi, the Rabbi Yishlan gave him. And if Rabbi Yishlan wanted to give me, he would give me as well. And we go through, and it's a stira. Therefore, I can't be in the base of Medrash by Aleinu. That's the milchama. That's the milchama that goes on by tefillah. You can't be in the base of Medrash by Aleinu. How can I be in the base of Medrash Aleinu? It's against my whole essence. They'll answer you, I've got to catch the train. I'm 5 minutes late. But I've got to be the first one by the dining room door. I need a cigarette. I've got to go make my coffee. Million tirutzim. One thing is not. Einoid Mulvadoi that I can't deal with. And we miss the boat. Because that's the water that makes everything else grow. And Aleinu L'Shabbech, the most choshevest tefillah, everybody's halfway out. Because it goes against our grain. Einoid Mulvadoi. Vayigash Avrom. The Pasuk tells us, Vayigash Avrom. When Avrom went to daven for Stoim, the Pasuk doesn't say Vayamad Vispal, it says Vayigash. Vayigash is a lashon for Mulchama, like Vayigash Yehuda. It's a Vayigash la Mulchama. Rashi brings down it's a lashon Mulchama. Tefillah is a Mulchama. Tefillah is a Mulchama. It's a Mulchama. Because the Metzias of Tefillah is a total opposite of who we are and what we are and what we stand for. And the minute I start thinking about tefillah, melech ha'olam einoid mulvadoi, goes out the window. I can't deal with it. It's too much for me to take. So the machshavas come in, and I've got a million different things to do. I'm not here for Aleinu L'Shabeach. There you see the milchoma that's so much against our whole essence. That's why tefillah be'etzem is the most important thing. Be'etzem, every beis hamedrash should be packed with yidden, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, Tehillim. If we understood it, if we had that emunah, that what makes it grow, the same way as we have an emunah, that if I go to college for 4 stupid years and I become a lawyer, I'm going to be making $100,000 a year. That's just starting. And today you find that the Avodah Zorah, of this Avodah Zorah has gone out the window because there's hundreds of lawyers in New York that are looking for jobs and can't even make ends meet. And how many accountants are out of business? I think psychology is probably the best today, because most people are, 50% of Americans are depressed. If you're a psychiatrist, you're making even more money. So it's good that I actually go into psychiatry. Abavushtet, tatstirat mineu bay. It's our whole metzias of the way we look at every day, every movement, is a stira to the tefillah. And yet if we believe that tefillah was like anything else, the base of medicine would be packed. We'd be jumping out of bed, I could make another $20 an hour. My Aleinu L'Shabeach would be a different Aleinu L'Shabeach. Vayigash Avrom. It's a milchoma. Tefillah is a milchama, and it always will be a milchama. And it's a milchama against our whole, getting against our whole grain. Yet it's a metzius in the bria. Nothing works from tefillah. And if anybody turns around and says, look at what I've got, don't think it didn't come from tefillah. It's the Baba's tefillahs, it's the Zayda's tefillahs, but it's tefillah. And tefillah, we have to know, when we walk into a Beis HaMikdash, a lot of us walk in, what, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to listen to us? The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to listen to me? I've done kol davar also. I've done dvarim which I'm chayev misa and chayev karas. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Ani in the chay ruach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo looks at somebody who's sabrochon. Somebody who's an onov. The Rebbeinu Shlomo godel tefillah me meisim toivim. Doesn't make any cheshbonus. An elacha tefillah is planting a seed. Does everything. Tefillah is a mechanism of the world that has nothing to do with who you are, what you are. Briskerov once said, when they made the Medina Yisrael, so it was Ace Tzor Yankov. Briskerov said a very sharp vote. He said, now there's not just 70 umos in the world, the 70 nations, now the 71 nations. But beside that, he said, Efshan Elacha Yid, with a tefillah deep from his heart, who was so tzabrochen after the war, that he needed a place to be, and he wanted to feel secure, his tefillah made the Medina Yisrael. It's a meridik avot. Pshat is, the Elacha Yid, or the Elacha tefillah, let's talk about, the Elacha tefillah, that a person taka wanted it to work, made it work. Now, it doesn't have to be the Godel Hador, the Tzadik Hador. That's what made it work. Right, wrong, doesn't make a difference. It worked. Tefillah has a koyach of breaking through everything. Tefillah has a koyach, I plant a seed, the teva, it works. This is something that we have to chazer over day in, day out. When we come to a tefillah, we have to know the koyach that each one of us carry. If we understood what we carry, and how much we can do without tefillah, you wouldn't have to go around waking up guys with tefillah. I understand, the morning is rough. A mincha, a ma'ariv, a mincha, do I have to come? That we have such a kfira in tefillah to say, do I have to come? You really need me, Rabbi? I have to be there? Rachmanus, apikairus. Rachmanus, you don't even chat what you could do with one Shemana Esra. With one Aleinu Lishabech, how much Hashpah will come down on you. How much will grow? How much Panosa, how much Gesund, how much Cheshik for learning? How much antidepressant it's worth? One tefillah, one Shemana Esra, one tefillah with Kavana, one Brocha with Kavana. They say Ashiyotza, if you say it with Kavana, it's a skula, Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, it's a skula that you'll never get sick. What do you mean it's a skula? What is this, some baba over here? It's not a skula. It's the emuna that lies in the tefillah. That when I say Ashiyotza b'kavona, I don't have to get sick that the Ribbono Shel Olam should realize, that I should realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't have to give us machlas that we have to run to the coastal to make a minion. Say Ashiyotza b'kavona before you get sick. That's the best against the machlas. That's pshat skula. It's not a skula. It's a metzias. Because the minute I'm makin the b'ira olam that he is roifei cholbosu maflil asos, I don't need to get sick to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has what I want: the emuna, the bitochen, without me getting sick. That's the skula. People think making a bracha is a skula. There's no skula over here. The skula is good for the tefillah. Because when I say it right, and when I have this emunah, it can do so much. If only we had this shtickel emunah. Yeah, I understand people are lazy. People are half asleep. So it's hard to think straight. Even though when it comes to a job, everybody manages to think straight. And they're jumping out of bed straight away in the morning. But lo yitzu, aba mincha, amaru, a zilzul in tefillah, to be mezalzul b'tefillah. walk in, walk out, play with your iPod in the middle of a Chazaras Hashatz? Is that what you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much you're machshiv? Stell dich vor, you were making, you were working, and you're sitting and going out for your coffee, your cigarettes, in the middle of work. How would it look to the boss? But tefillah is so choshev. That's why the Yetzer Hara is so big. The Yetzer Hara is scared that if you take a realize how strong you, what koyach you have, what potential you have in your tefillah, it would be unbelievable. He doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to even think about it. The biggest crankheit in the world you'll see. The biggest zilzul in any mitzvah. Go around the whole world, wherever you go. What's the biggest zilzul? Which mitzvah is everybody mzalzul in? Shabbos? Chas v'shalom. Tkiyah Shofar? You get all the friars coming with their cars. Where do you find the biggest zilzul? Which mitzvah? One mitzvah. Tefillah. Because it's the most powerful. It's so powerful that the milchoma against it is so strong. When I have to go towards tefillah, I'm making a milchoma. That milchoma depends on how I prepare myself for that milchoma. If I'm willing to go to milchoma, realizing that Ribbono Shel Olam is Einod Mulvadei, then it'll be a lot easier. A lot, lot easier. Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the seichel. The taka, think about what tefillah can do, what its potential is, how potent it is. And then perhaps we'll be zeicha taka that our tefillahs will be mekubal, and whatever we need, we will get.